think I got it. I think we all got
it. I mean, it kind of sounds like you got everything together this week.
You know what I mean? Impressed. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. But you know what they say.
What's that?
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Well, it's definitely a front because I came running here. I took in a shower and my hands is looking all ashified, like I've been punching flour. And then I didn't get the brush out. So, you know, the hairline ain't looking right. But, you know, can't nobody see me. So it's all good.
Listen, but you record yourself, so someone will see you.
Oh, damn. We're going to have to cut some of this. We're going to have to do some real editing. Like, do they got filters I can use? Snap.
Your nephew's gonna be so disappointed that you don't have a brush.
No brush with the ashy knuckles.
My dad stays with a brush.
Oh, I know. With the ashy knuckles, he's gonna have a problem with me.
He's gonna be real upset with you.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to put a bottle of like some Jergens or something up in this room so next week I don't have this issue. But it's all good. All right, welcome everybody to your weekly wellness check. It's meant to just be a time for us all to get together as like fitness fans and Peloton fans and fans of whatever you do for your discipline for fitness to kind of just talk and enjoy ourselves and help and support each other and have an interesting conversation. It's meant to be no stress. No stress. It's meant to just be fun conversation, a weekly thing we do. If you want to join the conversation, just hit the hand in the lower right of your phone and we'll bring you right up on stage so you can join the conversation. If not, please don't stress on that. This is like Thursday night fun time. This ain't meant to be nerves or nervous. So if you don't, if you feel nervous about that, don't worry about coming up on stage. If you have a question, just throw it in the chat and then we'll see it and then we'll pose the question and throw it out there. And we'll just do that. All right. Let's jump into the first topic. You know, did y'all hear about how I was like 6 months early and getting Erica a Stairmaster? Did y'all hear about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like 6 months before my 35th wedding anniversary, I went and hooked it up. You know what I mean? Right?
How many years late are you?
Oh, see, I knew somebody was going
to
take it.
Because I was about to say, now you know.
I'm like, because you are really.
See, I knew like, somebody.
At this point, you might owe her too.
See, I knew that's what it was going to. See, listen.
Because at this point, bless God is good because Erica deserved that machine for her patience.
Okay? Because she put up with him on a regular basis.
I'm with just the saying.
Up, with the messed up hairline tonight and the ashy knuckles.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I mean, she been seen the ashy knuckles. She ain't got no issues with that. I'm just saying.
That you know of.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's just your perspective. You know, you can either, you can choose to see it as I'm just 6 months early.
Half empty or half full.
Exactly. Huh? That's all it is. That's all
it's
it is.
It's half empty.
Oh, snap.
He's so late, it's all the way empty. It's not even half empty. It's all the way empty.
But
it's,
you know,
empty and the glass is broke.
Oh, see.
Like the glass got a hole in it.
Well, I came through and it looked nice and it fit into the spot. But when they delivered it, they scratched the side. And then I was like, you know, look, we going to have to do something about that. And they were like, no, Mr. Mills, we got you. And then they going to come back and they're going to replace the side panel. Actually, that ain't what happened. They told me we scratched it and then we go. But anyway, I got to act like I did something good. And so, you know, now Erica know the truth. But anyway, that went down. They're going to replace the side panel for the scratch. And, you know, it's just all gravy right now. Right? You know? And she used it and she liked it. You know, it's all good.
I saw her story. She said she climbed 80 floors. I asked her why. I said, you know,
I asked her why.
Why are you climbing 80 floors? Like, what you doing? Is you in a burning building?
What? Climbing 80 floors for?
You know?
I was so bad
she said she climbed 80 floors. I asked her why. What?
I need to understand. What the hell are you climbing 80 floors for?
You know what I mean? What
you training for?
She can have that.
80 floors.
Somebody came to us.
Well, listen, you know, it's going to be Erica and the Roaches when the world comes to an end. Because 80 flights, I would be dead. And the fact that she survived, amen.
Well, you know, somebody asked us, after Erica posted the story, somebody asked us, yo, does that mean y'all going to do the towers climb at the Empire State Building this year? I was like, we? I ain't doing that. I ain't, no. Erica, maybe. I ain't climbing all them stairs.
Mm-mm. You should do it. I hear it's fun.
Really?
I want to do it.
Nobody in their right mind is climbing all those stairs. And that's exactly what I told her.
I want to do it.
I'm happy for you, but I'm baffled, Erica. I'm truly, truly baffled. I was like, okay.
She loves it. She loves it. I don't know. You know, she loves it, but I don't get it.
But it's I love the Stairmaster. It's a lot of work. It's so slept on in terms of like a machine, like a cardiovascular machine. But as much workout as I do, the stairs in my house kill me still. And the Stairmaster just really conditions you in a way that is indescribable. It's dope.
See, that's what everybody be saying. But I still ain't gonna step on no stepper that I don't have to step on. Unless at the top of them steps is something I'm trying to get.
Other than that,
you know what I'm saying? Other than that, if I'm a pass on any step other than that. But, you know, she likes it. And, you know, and I think I ain't confirmed this, but I think that means I ain't got to go back to what is it? Planet Fitness no more. I got to confirm that with Erica. But I think that means because she was going there because we ain't had the stair mat. Well, she got one now. Well, we ain't got to go back now. Right. But anyway, I have to get her to confirm that. But I think I solved that, too. That's two things down. Now I just got to figure out, do I need to buy another gift in 6 months? I don't think so. I think I'm good.
You do. No, I think you do.
You absolutely need another gift.
She absolutely needs the rower now. So.
Oh, snap.
Thank you.
Oh, snap. See, I just asked that. I should have asked that while Kari or somebody was on stage that could have had some backup or something.
Sorry, hashtag Team Erica.
All right. Well, you know. Oh, wait a minute. Did she? Oh, I have to buy another
gift. She sure did. She said, I do. You seen it.
Oh, snap. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. All right. Well, damn. Well, okay. You know, we'll figure it out then. You know, we'll figure it out. I hear it's nice, you know, in New York in September. Maybe, you know, that ain't no gift. We right next to New York. I'll figure something out. But I ain't then. Well, anyways, now y'all know, you know what I'm saying? I got her a gift early. So anyway, we'll move on to the next thing. I heard that Alex Toussaint, you know, is about to do Ride to Greatness, and it's going to be a Run to Greatness too. Does that mean there's like two different classes? Is it two different scores? Like, what is we doing? Ride and Run to Greatness?
Yeah, there's two different games. There's, you know, like a training ride,
yeah,
and there'll be a game for that, and then there's a training run, and then a game for that. He put it in a caption too.
Okay,
I think it's. Let me go find it. Unless Danielle, you remember what dates?
Yeah, I had to look that up because I don't know what the dates are.
I think it's the 22nd or the 23rd is when it starts.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking.
Yeah. So it looks like the train on the bike is March 22nd, and mm-hmm. you compete on the bike on March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
The train on the tread is March 29th, and you compete on the tread on April 1st. So April Fools.
Okay, I got you. What's going on, Marcos?
What's up, John?
It's all good.
So I was waiting for this topic because the stage is set for a sellout cookie to switch teams and Jay Nardi to switch teams.
Wow!
And as one of the OGs from Team Activate, with all the losses under my belt,
you have nothing to say to me until next week when I get cookies. How about that's number eight? Okay, so sit your behind right back to the crowd. Thank you.
You said,
and then the second thing is,
yeah,
this is definitely rigged because since Team Activate has so many losses under the belt,
yeah,
they're like, how can we not have a three-peat like the Bulls in the 90s? So they're like, let's put Jess Sims against Jen. Are you serious right now?
You sound like you drank Gatorade.
That's all rigged.
It's a setup.
It's a setup. Team Activate is going to blow them out of the water.
It's a setup for the three-peat.
You know, As long as you know we coming for that underdog win. That's why. As long as you know.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Okay, no, I got to get this off straight. So wait a minute. So Jess, you team validate?
Negative. I'm team Jess Sims. So flop my behind right over to activate.
Oh, okay.
I'm A-okay proud of it.
And Danielle, you was validate too, but you won't activate now too.
Right. She don't have a choice.
Yeah, I switched over to activate.
Oh, snap. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to piece
say
it all
with
together.
Say your chest, Danielle. You say it a little prouder. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Listen, y'all can flip-flop all you want, but team validate, I'm telling you, we're going for that 3-peat. There is no activate winning this. I'm
Aaron, I thought I liked you. Let's not do this.
But you know what? Listen, just for the record, though, y'all lost a lot of your heavy hitters. So a lot of validators.
Have you, John, have you seen the hashtag? If you just go look up the hashtags, there's like 5,000 extra people on Activate now than Invalidate.
They just,
You sound salty.
They just like went up and
I'm
they left
Validate?
I'm just
glad I can win this year. I'm tired of losing, so welcome.
So wait a minute. We got, wait a minute. Three of y'all on stage is Activate and only Aaron is Validate?
Listen, that's all you need. I come hard with my feel good fam, and I'm telling you that we got this.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead, Aaron. Okay. Well, you know.
And as Jess said, what's the name of Alex's book?
Oh, Activate Your Greatness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But listen, Validate's greatness has already been activated. That's why we're good.
Oh.
It's already been activated, and now we're moved on, and we're just continuing to validate. That's what I'm saying.
I heard. Okay, Aaron, I heard. Okay.
Y'all were validated before you lost us, though.
Well, you know,
you were validated back then. Because even Jess used to be validated. So you lost Jess.
Wait a minute.
And you lost everybody else with Jess.
Hold up. You telling me even Jess done changed teams?
Yes. Oh, we all used to be validated because Jess started off in team validate.
Oh, you might be right, Marcos. I think it's fixed. It's all fixed. I don't know.
So we go where Jess goes.
Oh, snap.
We got traded. That's fine.
Oh, snap. This like the beast. It's like the beehive. You know what I mean? They just done went where. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Let me bring on Ariel. What's going on, Ariel?
Team Validate. Let's go.
Oh, we got another Validate.
Get off the stage.
And Marcel is on Team Validate. Let's go.
That's fine. She can sit by herself.
Oh, I got a question. So wasn't it like the last year? Wasn't it like a few practices and then competition? We do it. Is a different thing this year?
Yeah, that he used to do like two or three, or he would do a practice and then the game and then a practice and a game. And it was a couple different games. And then at the end, it was all like, winner takes all or, you know, majority wins or whatnot. But I guess, you know, he's changing it up this time.
Okay. So it's
you know what, though? I feel like the first time around, a lot of people were into it. And then the second time, I don't think as many people were doing it. So I think instead of dragging it out this time, they're just, you know, kind of shortening it up a little bit.
I agree. That makes sense. I like that.
I think the second time people realized that a lot of people weren't really putting forth effort.
Yeah.
So they were like showing up and doing like the bare minimum, and they weren't really going for it. You have other people who are really
the effort because Validate took that. So Validate.
Wow.
That was the old Activate.
Oh.
That was before Activate got activated. Just for the record.
Aaron said Validate was working. She said Validate was working.
We were working. And now
we are no longer there.
New
players on the team now, so sorry, boo-boo.
Your top's been traded. Like,
Oh, man.
All your top players have been traded to a new team. It's good. It's all good.
Oh, Chris is on the chat saying that an intern set up the coding and Team Validate wins every year anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And you know if Chris said it, you know, that's it. That's it.
I know, right?
TMZ right there. That's it. What's going on, Charisse?
Hi, John. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. I was going to comment on, I think it's also best that they switched it up and made it shorter because I want to say the first year was the beginning of COVID, right? So I feel like more people were at home, more engaged, more, you know, into it. But I do agree that last year was definitely more of a drop off.
Yeah.
As well. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, with the two coaches they chose and if they're going to stick with those two coaches for the whole time. I feel like last year we had multiple throughout just because it was several different sessions. So, yeah. But, yes, it's definitely Team Activate because we're Team Jess. Period.
Oh, man. You know, is that – are you for real, Marcos? That like, there's like 5,000 more people now on Activate?
Yeah, check it out. It's crazy. Yes,
the numbers are really crazy, and it switched quickly.
It's like was it what I'm wondering is, like, were the numbers skewed before? Were they pretty even, and now it's, like, off? Is that what we're saying?
It wasn't even, but it wasn't this big of a gap.
Got it. Wow. That's crazy.
Bring up analyst Chris. He'll know the exact percentage. Like, it went up by 32.75% or something crazy.
That is wild. Well, you know, I also I like the idea that it's shorter this year. Because, like, if you're trying to get it so that people are, like, taking the actual game, you know, serious and really competing, then I think you kind of water that down the more like practices or the more it kind of lingers on, I think. So I think that probably makes sense.
Can I point out though that Jess Sims' profile is her tags are You Get To Crew and Team Validate.
You know what?
It hasn't gotten around to update yet.
It's just a major technicality.
The girl is booked and busy. She ain't got time to update.
She's on planes and jet setting. Let me go text her and tell her.
Said, let me go ahead and text her right now. Oh, wow. Oh, that was a good one right there, Ariel. Okay. All right. Somebody needs to take a
5011 job.
Somebody need to take a screenshot of that right quick. You know what I mean? That's funny. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the whole thing. You know, last year, you're right. The second year of it, I had kind of lost a little bit of interest. The first year, that jersey was like about 5 inches thick. I was about to pass out trying to wear it, riding the class, you know. So I was glad when they like thinned down the jersey. But you're right. The second year, I kind of fell out of it a little bit too. But now I'm a little more interested in it this year. Not only because of, you know, it's not just the bike, it's also the tread. That interests me. But also, I liked the concept of the press conference. I liked that.
What team were you on, John? I think you were Validate too. Don't be trying to switch up now.
I ain't gonna lie.
Erica was Activate, if I remember correctly. Don't be trying to switch over.
I ain't gonna lie. I done already switched.
John knows.
John doesn't have a choice.
He knows. Come on, John.
We go where Jess goes.
I already switched, Marcos.
Thank you. We get traded. It's okay. Players get traded. Okay.
All the time.
Thank you. He was trying to keep it on the DL over there, acting like he wasn't doing it.
I was trying to not say it, but I had to go. When I saw my girl Jess over there, that was it.
John and John, thanks.
See, you know what, though? Erica's having a problem with it, though.
This is the next person, but come on. You got to stay faithful, man.
Erica's having a problem with it.
But we are. That's the whole point. We are faithful to Jess Sims. That's what you're not understanding.
All right.
Erica is definitely
not faithful to the Validate team.
We ain't worried about being faithful to y'all.
Right.
Just faithful to Jess.
Okay.
Right, I got you.
Erica having a problem with me switching teams, y'all. She ain't liking it.
I agree with her. Poor Erica had to be harassed the past 2 years with Team Validate winning and getting harassed on social media, and now you just flip over like it's nothing.
Marco, listen.
Disrespect.
We're gonna take the win, okay?
You know what I mean? I couldn't do it, Marco. You know, I was trying to keep that on the DL. I didn't want to say it. But yeah, you know, I had to leave. I had to take my journey elsewhere. Cool. Let's see. What else we got? So, you know, Jess Sims had an event last week. And, you know, some of us was invited. You know, I heard. And then they dropped a capsule collection. I mean, I heard. That's kind of what I heard. Danielle, maybe you could tell us about it, Danielle. I don't know nothing.
Listen, I wasn't initially invited.
Okay.
So, I mean, I was there, but Peloton don't love me like that.
Oh, okay. But how?
But you was there though.
But you was there though. You know what I mean?
I was there though.
So I wasn't invited was either.
Shut up.
I wasn't.
So how was it? Tell me about it.
No, it was amazing. Yeah. It was so good. It's just, Jess was like in her element, and I'm so happy for her. Mm-hmm. And the collection is so cute and so comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really dope. And those that were at the event got to have their hoodies personalized in like a spot that you choose.
Yeah.
Whatever you wanted. And of course, I got my name on it, my leaderboard name. It was dope. Like Danielle said, like Jess was in her element, just, you know, talking about from when she started and why she wanted to be called Crew. It was really, really nice just to see her be off of the bike and just be herself. You know what I mean? Because we got to see some of that on game day, and to see it in person, that woman is incredible, and I just loved it.
So how
I was
long,
very, very proud.
How long was the event? Like, how long were folks there?
Three
it
to five.
It was 2 hours. It was actually more than 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was 3 to 5, but, and I guess Jess came in at, like, 3:30 maybe, 3:45.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, and she was supposed to be done, and security kept trying to get her out, but she just kept talking to people.
And she kept taking pictures. She was like, no, it's fine.
Her photo line was never ending. And security was standing there, was like, oh my God, like you could just see his face. He's like, can we go?
And I could tell that, like, it looked like the gear was there, like you said, so you could just purchase it there and then just get it customized while you're there.
Yeah, we were able to buy it at 3 o'clock. So we were able to buy it an hour before it dropped.
Okay.
So they had us all lined up outside. And then once you got inside, you lined up again to get the gear. And then you got in line to get it embroidered. Now, the embroidery process.
Take a minute.
Well. They were not prepared. They only had one machine.
Oh, Lord.
They only had two ladies doing it. They were telling people to come back and pick it up on Sunday. If you were gonna
I had to come back and get mine. Since I was at the 2-for-1, I had to come back and get mine. I was like, don't rush on mine, y'all. Take your time. I'll be back tomorrow.
They messed up mine.
Ooh.
They messed up a fit cookie. On the end, someone told me, they're like, hey, I saw your hoodie get stuck in the machine. So just double check it and see what it looks like when it's done. She's like, she took it out and put it back in. So I think she fixed it, but just make sure you look at it. So I'm like, okay. So I look at it and I'm like, okay, these letters look wonky. So I'm walking around looking, like saying, let me see yours of other people's who were done. Cause I'm like, maybe it's just a font. Maybe it's, and I'm like, oh no, this shit is off. Right.
Right. Right.
So I go back up. I'm like, look, this is not acceptable. Like, this is messed up.
Right.
And Travis, who was the event person from Peloton, who was so gracious and so helpful, and he immediately got me a replacement hoodie. And
that's cool.
Was like, put her in next, because I'm like, I can't miss my train, because I was like, Jess, you might have to mail this to me. Because I'm like, I don't know how long this is going to take, because they were so far behind with doing them.
Right.
And I didn't know he was just going to, like, put me in before, you know, the next one started.
Right.
But he was like, no, we'll get you out of here. You're going to make your train. So he did. He got me a replacement hoodie. It looked great. Loved it. I got home. I took it out. I went to go put it on. It's got somebody else's name on the pocket.
You ain't what?
Weak.
What?
Weak.
I was like, girl.
I was like, oh, Lord Jesus.
I thought you was, oh, my. I wasn't expecting that right there, Danielle.
She was so excited, too. She was like, they fixed it. Da-da-da-da. And she's like, wait a minute.
There's somebody
I'm
else
like,
in there.
I'm like, are you effing kidding me right now?
That is hilarious. That's
it's
hilarious.
It's like, oh, my gosh. So, I mean, if you didn't know that was someone else's name, you would think it was, like, part of the design or, like, the sweatshirt maker's name or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if the pocket is low,
oh, okay.
One, you can't even see it because of how I wore the sweatshirt. So you can't even see it.
Right.
But it's still the fact that it's there.
Right. I understand.
And the sweatshirt was like $100.
Right.
So so I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, so the embroidery was a bit of a disaster. like I said, they were really, really backed up. They definitely were not prepared for, I guess, the amount of people. Like, if you tell people they can get one thing embroidered, and you know how many people you invited. I guess they assumed that not everybody was going to buy something.
Well, you know,
or not everybody was going to want something embroidered, but they just were unprepared for the sheer number that they were having come at them.
When I look at it, I think those things are, that thing is really nice. And once it's embroidered, that really looks nice. I think that thing is awesome. But in my mind, I was thinking, we about to go into spring and summer. I wonder how many people are going to buy a full, like, sweatsuit.
It's sold out in 6 minutes.
That's my thing. Like, it makes me wonder, like, were they thinking, you know, like Layman John, like I was just thinking right now, and thus they just didn't expect that to happen? Like, you'd think they would have been more prepared.
Well, you know, the thing is that Jess hasn't had anything, really. She had that one small little blip of stuff last summer with the sweatshirt and the sports bra that had like some of her sayings on it. But people have been dying for gear from Jess. And, you know, technically we have our own Saturday 60 boot camp jerseys that we all had made up. So it was like, to have something like official, it's like a big deal. So yeah. I don't know why they didn't realize that this was going to sell out. And not to mention, all of Jess's fans are crazy. So...
I station think yourself. Really
been prepared.
It's a special event. They're there for a special. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like you would think they're going to be a lot.
Yeah,
of people
I think it's like typical things. They really just underestimated.
Yeah,
you know how it would go, and which is, I mean, great on her end, right? Because it was so amazing that the launch just went so well. Like the worst thing that could happen was that they had too much merch and, you know, like they can't push it through, but this is to the point where it sold out in 6 minutes. That's absolutely phenomenal. And people in studio were just so crazy about it and everyone wanted to get it embroidered. It's a pain point, obviously, when you're in it and frustrating and everybody's waiting, but in hindsight, you know, outside looking in, this was great for Jess.
So what about like the online sales of it? Like, is it still out there where people could pick it up, or did it sell out there?
No, that sold out in 6 minutes. I mean, they did a replenish.
Yeah.
And then I think right now there might be some random extra larges. There were a couple pieces after the event that turned up on Sunday morning I saw, but those went by the time I was done the class.
Wow.
I saw Jess, though, asked if, you know, like did a poll or whatever on Instagram.
Yeah,
we should restock it and stuff.
And the UK site still has some up too, so I feel like there is a restock coming up.
John, I was going to say that, you know, in regards to, yeah, it's going into, you know, spring and summer, but I'm currently wearing my sweatshirt right now.
Yeah.
And it's a lighter sweatshirt. Like, it's not super, like, and I don't mean this in a bad way because it's comfy as anything and I love it, but it's not like super thick and warm. I mean, it is warm, but you know what I mean? It's
I got you.
Super heavyweight.
Yeah.
So I think I'll be able to wear, you know, you'll be able to wear it for a little while or on a cool summer night or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
No, I hear you.
It's not super heavy. So that's a good thing too.
I wonder if like when they have these like collections, like Callie's past collection, now we've got Jess Saturday 60 collection. It seems like they're starting to have these like instructor branded type collections more often now. That's what it appears. I wonder if they're like measuring against that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is that a measurement? Like, oh, this person's line did better.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure they measure everything.
Yeah. I think they're measuring, and I also think that they're realizing it's better right now because the way apparel was going, it really wasn't selling.
Yeah.
But if you attach it to instructors people love, it's gonna sell out. And I think that's a big part of their marketing also is, oh, we can get back into having these drops like we did back in the day to where it sells out, it's in high demand, possibly restock, people are gonna be looking of which other instructor is gonna be next. I think that they're realizing this is probably the way to go because even like their spring line and stuff, it's a lot smaller than it's been in the past.
Yeah.
So I think that they're seeing this is the move.
Yeah.
Absolutely agreed. And it was a unique day to do a drop because apparel doesn't usually drop on a Saturday, midday.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we did a countdown, it was so cool. It was like so special to be a part of. And like, if you got it, you just really, it felt like back in the day Peloton drops, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even better, where it was like, oh my God, did you get it?
Right.
The hype was absolutely there.
Wow.
You know, they did, at the Saturday 60 class, I had I knew somebody that was in that class, and they brought racks of the clothes into the actual studio. And they brought racks of the clothes in there, and they let you purchase in there. And then they also did the embroidery. But if you were in that Saturday 60, I saw pictures of my girlfriends, and they did. They brought them in, and they let people pick them out and everything. And
that inside is
the strength studio. Yeah, I thought that was really cool, too.
Yeah, I think she had donuts, too. Stories. I don't know if it was Jess's stories or somebody's stories. I saw the rack.
Nicole Chan was in the class, so I know she was in it. So
super, super dope.
So I'm wondering, like...
But I think for... I think for the material, I actually think it is pretty heavy. And I think it's pretty warm. And in comparison, if you have, like, the tie-dye set, from Peloton, it is a much better quality sweatsuit
than those
tie-dyes.
It looks like it.
It's like a real
It looks like it.
I was so happy with the quality.
Yeah,
it
runs a little bit
big. So if you happen to get it, you could probably size down. But I like my sweats looser, so I went with my normal size, and it fits the way I like them to fit.
Well, I could only get a large. Some people
like them a little smaller. Oh, that's probably huge on you.
It's massive, but I don't care. When she restocks, hopefully I'll get a medium and a small. I'll get every size run. I don't care. Like, I just needed it.
And it
I
was felt like it felt like
for Thanksgiving, I wear this size. For this, I wear that size. Like, it's wonderful.
It felt like it, you know, just looking at it from the images and the videos and the pictures you all posted, like, it felt like a quality kind of a product, like the sweat stuff. Like, that, it felt like it. I'm wondering do you guys think that the fact that they made it aligned to an event at Peloton had anything to do with its success? Like, would they had just dropped it in the store, would it have been the same?
It would have still been a big... Once Jess posted it on her story that she was having a drop, it was going to sell out. I mean, it's Jess.
Yeah, the event was just the icing on the cake, but it would have sold out no matter what.
Yeah. Wow, then maybe you're right, Charisse. It's like now that they're back to these like instructor-based or, you know, gear.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of doing drops. Like, they're getting back to what they had before. And maybe, they'll just get the excitement of folks waiting for that will kind of get them back to where we were before. That's wild.
It'll only be a matter of time before we have one for Alex outside of the jerseys. You know,
that's like what I'm saying.
It's gonna happen. You'll have Alex. You'll probably have one for hopefully Dr. Chelsea. You know, maybe Marcel. You know, as instructors continue to build and get bigger and bigger, I can totally see it happening.
I still wear I have like the old Alex Toussaint sweats from his original line. You know, years ago, and they're still like my favorite sweats. I still wear them all the time now. And so, but yeah, he hadn't had nothing since that. That all went away. So yeah, I'd be.
I think Peloton. I think his feel good, look good. You know, line. So I think a lot of people, you know, buy that too, which is obviously completely separate of Peloton, but the do better stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it all sounds cool to me. Oh, that brings me to the last question I kind of wanted to ask you guys about. I haven't been paying attention. Used to be a time where I would run out to the boutique on at the moment of the drop trying to find something, but I haven't been doing that in a while, you know, like a year or two. So I don't know a lot about whether or not like these drops are like catering to like gear for men. Do they have gear for men in these last couple drops?
Jess's was unisex.
Okay.
I don't think Callie's was unisex. I don't remember, but I don't think hers was.
She had a t-shirt and a sweatshirt, right?
Oh, did she? Okay.
I think so.
And then Kendall's.
Like a regular t-shirt. And Kendall's definitely had some unisex stuff in there.
Kendall's was. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool. I don't hear the like before that would be like many, you know, men that would be talking about the particular items that they got. I don't hear that now. So it makes me wonder, like, what, am I missing something?
Or... There were a lot of guys at the event wearing Jess's sweatsuit on Saturday. Yeah, there were quite a few men there
that
bought them. And I don't know if they bought them and changed into them or they had already had them. I was like, are y'all pillow props?
I know, it looked like a whole army of men
had the gear.
I was like, where y'all came from?
Pillow Dads was showing up.
I love it. Wow.
I was like, where'd y'all get the clothes from already?
I love it. Well, that's the bomb.
So it was really good. But before we get off the topic of the event.
Yeah.
Because I totally told her I was going to throw her under the bus. So.
Oh, snap.
Jess Minardi, first of all, she shows up. I had no idea she was coming. I talk to this girl every day.
Yeah.
A gazillion times a day. She ain't told me she was coming.
Oh, snap. I ain't tell nobody.
Oh, snap.
That's a lie.
Oh, she told somebody, Danielle?
She told multiple people, just not me and not Justin.
I only...
Right.
You wanted to be a surprise,
right, Jess? I understand that.
Yes.
That makes sense.
I wanted to surprise Danielle and Jess.
I like that.
And Danielle knows why I wanted to surprise her.
I like that. That's good stuff.
So, once she's here, you know, it's all good. I'm hugging my girl. And apparently, someone pushed Kirsten out of the way so that they could take a picture with Jess Minardi.
Oh, snap.
They told Kirsten, basically, I don't want to take a picture with you. I want to take a picture with Jess Minardi. And apparently, Jess had a little line forming of people who wanted to take their picture with her.
Had the line forming, Danielle?
Royalty.
Right there.
You didn't have to say all of that. You could have just said the surprise part. You know?
There's more I could say. Do you want me to say all of it?
Wow, no.
There's way more to this story that I've left out.
I think there was an invite involved, Danielle. I think there was invite involved. No?
No. For the Jess event, no, I genuinely didn't get invited.
Well,
I literally was okay with being outside.
She was Kirsten's plus one.
Okay.
She didn't need an invite.
She need that. Wow. She need that.
Yeah, Jess is super VIP. I get a little alert that says, oh, Kirsten's going live. I'm like, oh, let me see what she's got to say.
Right.
And I'm like, is that Minardi in the back?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right there.
It's in the house.
Right.
In the house.
Oh.
Drinking wine.
Yeah. Drinking wine. Talking about teeth whitening. I was like, that's it. Minardi is a queen of Peloton.
Hold up. Drinking
what
wine?
What is happening? Do we need to notice?
Hold up. Drinking wine? Y'all say, oh, snap.
Drinking wine. In the bonnet.
Looking so comfortable, John.
Looking real comfortable,
too? Comfy cozy.
Like, I was going to sleep.
Yo.
And just for the record, y'all, there's actually more to this story.
Right?
No, there's no more. There's no more.
Okay. There is more to this story.
There is no more. I was just chilling.
I won't put all of it out there on the street.
You ain't going to put it all in the streets, right?
Okay. I won't put it all out
there. I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
Well, now we know, though. You know.
Wow.
That's another level of VIP.
I was with my friend. You know that's what I
mean?
All.
Okay.
And I went with my friend to go see my other friend. That's it. It ain't even nothing.
That's like VIP squared, right, Ariel? I see you in the chat.
My friends don't live in mansions.
That's funny. Y'all are the worst.
Well, I love the whole thing. I like that you came and surprised them, Jess. That's nice.
And she was genuinely surprised, which I was like, mission accomplished. That's all I want. I didn't even, of course, I would be, you know, honored to get into the event. But I was like, okay, if I can't get in, it's all good.
Right.
I just want to surprise her. And I did. And she was very, very surprised. She's like, what are you doing here? Even Tunde, she was like, I'm sorry, what are you doing here?
Okay.
See, that's so nice. That was dope. And I ended up getting into Tunde's class. So it was really dope.
That's good stuff. I love that. But wait a minute. You mentioned something earlier that I forgot. You did the 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Yo.
So that's why I came out.
Right.
I came out to do the 2-for-1. And then I spoke to Kay. I got invited, and I was like, yo, since I'm coming out,
right,
and I looked at flights, I'm like, do you think that I could surprise Jess? Like, you know, kind of just the timing that I literally land that Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, and she, I love Kay, because she came and got me from the airport at like 6 a.m.
In typical Jess Minardi fashion, waking people up at 4 a.m.
Wow. See, first of all, I told her I was gonna Uber. All right, Marco? I told her that I was going Uber. And she was like, absolutely not.
And she said she got it.
Yeah, so she came and picked me up. And
That's a real VIP status right there.
Wow.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Anyway. You got Peloton instructors getting up out of the bed at 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m. Anyway, that's not the moral of the story. That's not what I'm
okay, okay, okay. Okay.
Let's skip over that.
Okay.
Well, I'll hold your bonnet for you. I'll hold your bonnet while you finish
the story. Oh, my God. That's not... Anyway, so was able to come in early enough. We got something to eat. And then just wanted to meet with her anyway to, like, touch base and before the class, and I was like, all right, boom, this is when I'm gonna surprise her. And I did.
Oh, that's nice.
Tunde saw me and she was like, what? Like, what are you doing here? So it was just a good moment because I haven't seen Tunde in a minute. So it was just dope to just be in a space with my friends. And
that's
just the bomb.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm glad you were able to do that and surprise them. And I'm glad, happy that you was even able to do the 2-for-1. You was up in there.
Yeah. And I thought I was gonna lose my I cried like a baby at the end of class when Count on Me came in. Because that was actually my first Jess Sims live class. Like, obviously, I hang out with her, like, you know, outside of class. But I've never taken a class with her. I never can get in.
Right.
You know? And, like, when it was more accessible to be in studio, I was on the West Coast. So it just never really happened for me. So that was the first time. And then just to take it with Kay, those, like, I talk to these women all the time. So just to see them together and to see it shine and, like, you can see the chemistry on screen, but, like, to be in person, I felt very blessed, very honored to just be there.
I took that class and I loved it. That was awesome. I don't remember. I probably did at the time, but I don't remember who else was there. Was there anybody else here that was in the class or no? Okay. But yeah, I took it and that was awesome. Kind of like you said, just to see their chemistry and kind of see them interact. And so, yeah, I enjoyed the class, too. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was two special people, really, just, and you could see the chemistry. Everything was flawless. Like, just to see them together to do what they love with each other, it was magic. And I'm so happy for them. Like, the class was absolutely perfect. If you have not taken it, please, please go take it. If you've taken it already, take it again. I think that it needs to be experienced multiple times because it was, and it wasn't rehearsed, you know, like they talked just a couple of times. That was just organic chemistry. Like, it was so beautiful.
It needs to happen more often. Like, it needs to be, I don't care, monthly, quarterly, it needs to be something. Like, the two of them together was just perfection. I mean, first of all, I adore them both.
Yeah.
They know this. I mean, I'm not quite as good friends with them as Jess is, but
they're
picking me up from the airport.
Why you like this?
She set that up, Jess. She was just like reeling that in.
Yeah. Can we let that go? We ain't even.
God damn. But seriously, I love them both. And together, they were incredible. And we already knew they were going to be incredible. We had been saying for, like, since the beginning, like, we need a 2-for-1 with the two of them.
Yeah.
So to finally get it was like, it was everything. It was absolute perfection.
And we had over 3K to happen more often. It was really dope. Like, just to see, there was about like 6,000 people signed up. I was monitoring how many people were signed up before class. So there were many people anticipating the class, but I think daylight savings messed up a few people. And that's what happened with the wait list. That's why everybody that was on the wait list ended up getting in because a lot of people didn't show up because of, I think, daylight savings.
Right. What's going on,
D? People were asking about the fit. People were wanting to buy the outfits that they wore because
that was the Brittany Allen exclusive.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's not for purchase, friend.
Brittany always does her thing when it comes to their clothes, man.
Oh yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. I did notice the uniqueness of the tops and all. Cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She did the pants too, and then it said sisters on the leg.
Yeah, it's, I saw that.
Cute.
That's right.
I got my Peloton pictures. I got to post those that I had with them, and you could see their little sister on the leg. It was perfection.
Oh yeah, definitely post those so we can check that out.
Yeah.
Let me pull in D. What's going on, D?
Hey everyone, John. Kirsten said that people were reaching over her to get to Jessica Minardi.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yo, we passed that though, D.
Down to get to Jessica.
You know what I mean? They were running her over, trying to get to Jess.
The woman pushed her out the way.
You know what I'm saying?
The woman, like, shoved. The woman put two hands on Kirsten and
pushed
her ass.
Listen, we passed that, though. We passed that. That was just a moment.
I love it.
We passed that.
Like, she was fighting for a Black Friday deal, and Kirsten was in the way.
You know what I mean? Like this. Yo, well, thank you for that that confirmation, D. You know, we had heard that, but I wanted to hear it again. It was all good.
I love that I came on here just to hear us talk shit about Jessica. Oh my
God. Stephanie, go away. You're going to make me turn like tomato red. Like, come on.
Not at all. Well, it's all good. It's all love. You know that, Justin. This is all good. So, no, I appreciate you, you know, you surprising them. I appreciate the stories because I think it all of us love to hear that stuff. And yeah, if you post those pictures, please do let us know so we can see that stuff. Because that's the bomb right there. I like it.
And that's what I was going to say is that I love seeing. I was going to say I love seeing Jess that you guys that were at the apparel drop. I love seeing you guys all getting photos together. And then also with the 2-for-1, I saw you met Alex, who's I know through Team Love Well, and like seeing the beautiful connections of members that like you get to meet across different, you know, groups and stuff. And I just love the community and seeing like you guys all get together and like, I'm like, oh, she was there. Like, I didn't know she was going to be there. And like seeing the beauty of like, I know this person, but I didn't know that she knew this person. Yeah. So it's like really beautiful to like see like, oh, that runner is meeting this other runner through the through the platform. So it's like really beautiful. I think like that's what Instagram is so beautiful of seeing just a quick photo and seeing like Danielle and you and all like getting together at the apparel and seeing a photo of you guys. I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's like, it's so, I met so many people that honestly, I had no idea like that they were doing like Curse Out Crew challenges or whatever. They're like, oh my gosh, we've been doing Curse Out Crew challenges with you and stuff for like ever. Or I've been scared to do them because people say you're so tough, but it's like, it's so cool to like meet all these people and put faces to names or, you know, if I happen to know a name, because I'm much better at knowing a Instagram name or a leaderboard name than like a regular name. So somebody will say, hey, you don't know me, but, and they'll say the name like, oh my God, I absolutely know you. Like we run together all the time. I know you, I know who you are. So it's definitely a super cool experience. And I hope that they have more events like that coming up you know, figure out how they can include more people. Because bringing the community together in that way, I think is such a positive experience for everyone. And it just makes everyone fall back in love with Peloton. So if you were maybe kind of like feeling like, Peloton really isn't that great anymore. Like, is this, is that, it's whatever. You get to an event like that and it changes like everything because the energy is so positive and you meet so many people and the instructors are just wandering around freely and chit chatting with everyone. And there's nothing pretentious about any of the instructors that are there. They literally talk to everyone and everyone about anything. Like, it's just a great experience. So hopefully,
it humanizes does more them. Of these.
It really does.
And it's really it dope. I got to meet Ash. Such
stars, but you know, that makes them more like, you know, just people.
And I think it makes people remember like they're regular human beings, just like you and I. You know, they just happen to be on this platform and use their voice and coach us through health and wellness, which is what I love about them. Like every single one of the instructors, I absolutely almost beat up Andy twice. I kept tripping into him. Like, I don't know what, I was like, maybe I'm drunk, Andy. I'm sorry. I just kept bumping into that man.
Well, you know, that.
Well,
you know,
speaking of Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Andy. Let me get off the stage. I'm not doing that.
To him.
Yeah.
I did talk to him and I told him about our little clubhouse session.
Yeah, yeah.
And how so many people have recommended his classes. Right. And I picked one to try.
Right.
And I told him how I took it and how I really enjoyed it and I would definitely take more. And I was like, listen, I was like, generally, it's just because Jeff teaches so much and honestly, I don't have time for anybody else. And he's like, no, I get it. I get it. But thank you for trying. And I'm like, I loved it. It was like such a great workout. I loved that I could go really heavy.
Right.
Had a great conversation with him. And I did tell him that Jess and John we're going to take the class.
Oh, this snap.
This is ridiculous. You're
oh, snap.
Now you're she done, lying to the people.
Oh, she done told him.
I'm like, why are you lying snap. To him? She know.
But you were supposed to.
No, so I done told you the first day, so I don't know why you went back to that man and go lie right up in his face.
Oh, now I got to take the class. Now I got to take the class because you told me.
No, you could take the class. See, that's on you. I'm not. He was so I don't have time. Appreciative,
though. Oh, and he was appreciative too. Appreciative. You know I'm an very empath. Appreciative. You can't say that and then I not take your class. Like,
I didn't hear nothing.
He was like, I really appreciate you taking a class. I appreciate you recommending it. Like, that's, why you that like this, so Danielle?
You just going
to
keep laying it on?
Oh. No, he really was. It was really very touching because like, that's really cool that, like, just little old me, one person who doesn't really, like, who's listening to me, honestly? Lord. Like, who's following what I say?
Now I got to take the
But he just was so, like, a priest to
stop.
Me.
Stop. Ooh, God, stand your ground,
ooh,
man.
Stop pulling at my heart. Stop pulling at my heart, Danielle. Oh, man.
John, stand your ground, man. I don't have time to move with nobody else.
Does this mean we're going to see Justin Hardy?
It was a short class. It was a short class, and it was a really, honestly, it was a really good class, guys. I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot.
I don't have time. It's not that I'm against it. I just don't have time. I got Kirsten. I got Jess. I got Tunde. I got Marcel.
I'm going to take the class.
There's too many black people. Like, I got a whole list.
I'm going to take the class.
It's one class, Jessica Minardi.
Oh, God. And then I got Power Zone.
Fuck Power Zone.
I'm gonna take
one. She left. Said,
I got two. She said Matt Bae is the only white man I love. Thank you.
No, I didn't say that. But I'm just saying, you know, we Issa Rae up in here. And I just go for everybody black. So
does this mean we're gonna see
class?
Hey Jess, are we gonna see you on the next Andy Live then?
Snap!
Wow! Are we back to the guys? We let that go, like Elsa. That's no longer a topic. I'll take the damn class if y'all let it go.
Okay. Ooh. Then we gonna move on right now. We gonna move on right now so she can take it because I'm already gonna take it. I need somebody.
She gonna take the class anyway. I'm about to re-tag y'all in my room.
Oh my God!
Found it somewhere. But I'm gonna re-tag y'all and I'm gonna tag Andy and say Andy.
Oh wow!
God and Jess are gonna
damn. God damn.
Damn,
putting you guys on blast.
Okay, I'm gonna take the class. What's going on, Janetta? What you doing?
My puta.
This motherfucker, my putas. How you guys putas doing?
What's up, baby? I missed you.
Hi, baby. Danielle, I didn't know she was going either.
See, so, you tell nobody.
Don't worry about her.
Boom, you see?
Okay, so there's
you know
three
who knew? Nisha and Steph. I told Nisha and Steph, and it wasn't that long before that.
And you told Coco.
What?
Because I don't mind my business.
Oh, facts. I told Coco because she was going.
I don't want to hear the reason.
But anyway, I told Nisha and Steph. It was really a handful of people, but I told Nisha and Steph because I wanted them to surprise you as well with me.
Right. There you go.
Blame Anisha being married.
Oh, Danielle. Yeah.
I know Janetta would have cursed me out like, bitch, I can't take another flight. So I didn't tell her.
Yeah, no, even if you have told me, nobody would never know. Because
I know.
I just don't talk shit. You guys, believe it or not, I talk a lot, but I save a lot of secrets.
No, you do. No, I really. Yo, but deadass though, my mom didn't even know I was in town. Oh, like, snap. It was on that tip.
It's on that
I literally line. Got on the plane. I got on. She still don't know I was in New York.
Oh, snap.
She don't need to know. Ooh. I got in for a purpose, right. And I left.
Okay, I understand.
I couldn't kiki. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, Jeff. You know, I just have to bust your balls all day. That's what we do. I literally talk to her 100 times a day. So the fact that the three of them were able to keep this from me for an extended amount of time.
It's called a surprise.
It has me on pause. Like, what else are y'all bitches keeping from me?
They got these secrets.
Sorry, Danielle. Sorry, Danielle. So, no, that event looks really, really nice. But even if I got an invitation to the event, I wouldn't have been able to go.
Yeah.
I have a full-time job, remember? Right. You guys don't work.
Wow. I don't do shit, so you know.
Wait,
I just
she
work
said
out.
We don't work.
Guys,
it was
you
on
guys
a Saturday,
don't work.
Bitch.
But also, listen. No, the worst part was not like not getting invited. The worst part was not being able to buy a set.
Why couldn't you buy a set?
Hey, but I held you down, Punta.
No,
I held you down.
So my Punta here, because she knows I told her, I know I'm going to be working.
Yeah.
So can you buy me a set? So she was able to get me the bra and the leggings.
Oh, okay.
But No sweat.
Oh, okay.
So they were sold out within like 6 minutes, so they need to make more. But
wait a minute.
I got one on the mail. I got a hoodie on the mail. I don't know who sent it to me, but I got a hoodie.
Hey.
No offense. Don't be envy, little motherfuckers. I didn't.
Maybe somebody can send me a hoodie with the right embroidery on it.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh, I don't care if it's a bra or nothing.
Hold up.
I just love, I got one. I've been wearing, like, the entire week, I've been wearing the hoodie to work.
Wait a minute.
It's super comfortable, right?
It's really nice. I can't wait for the pants to come out, and then I can maybe be able to snatch one, because I don't know. It seems like more and more people are working from home, so they're able to just sit on the computer and buy whatever comes out.
When the next drop comes, I got you on the pants.
But hold up. When you say it's sold out in 6 minutes, I keep thinking you guys think talking about online. You telling me it's sold out fast in person, too?
No. Online.
Oh, okay. Online.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In person, they was just shoving each other out the way.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Damn.
Or giving you stuff with somebody else's embroidery on it.
Oh, damn. Oh,
right. Yeah. That's so,
here she go again. With a large because everybody was snatching stuff.
Oh, damn. It was
We need more. We need more. We need more, I don't know, more hoodies, more collars, more everything.
Wait a minute. I gotta get back into this. Hold up. You mean it was out there like it was 83 and it was Cabbage Patch Dolls? They were snatching stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky
yeah.
you didn't lose an eye.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I didn't know this.
And I know.
You know what it was? It's because it was like that because Jess got there late.
Yeah.
So for those of us who were there at the beginning, she was in a class. So because she was in a class, by the time she got in there, most people had already gotten their stuff.
Oh, okay.
No, so I didn't even have to. You know what? I'm gonna leave it. Never mind.
Right, she didn't. But your girl was late getting there too.
So, so you're not talking about her girl.
Status, and she didn't have to get it for herself. Someone got it for her. But they were also late getting there. So originally, it wasn't that bad. Like people weren't necessarily pushing each other out the way. Like I took mine off the rack
because
I looked and I was like, oh, that's my size. And I was like, can I just take this? Because everybody else was lined up getting stuff out of the bag. And they're like, oh yeah, stuff in the back is just if your size isn't on the floor. I was like, oh, well, screw this. Why the hell am I standing in line? So I took mine right off the rack.
You see, that's why it pays to be a big bitch. That's why it pays.
Why, Niecy?
Damn sure can. That large was sitting right there waiting for me.
Because you be being big body Benzies means that we get our shit.
I cannot.
Out here. Oh,
all y'all mofos that needed smalls had to stand in line.
Yeah, my big fat ass can get my free shit right there on the floor.
I did not know it was like that out there. See, I missed
it. I hope you watch it because I'm on the floor. Sorry.
even so, Hefa.
Maybe you wear panties if you put those hoodies, those sweatpants.
First
on
of all,
floor.
I wash everything people step it on it. Whether it's on the floor, no, it's on a hanger. It wasn't on the fucking floor, Yanara. It was on a hanger.
You got to stand on the floor, motherfucker.
Floor. It means store floor. It means the store floor. Like when you go in and you shop, that's called the floor.
Oh, on the floor.
Jesus.
The floor.
Why do y'all like this?
Not the floor. The floor. Like the carpet.
Okay, she's from Dominican Republic.
I'm Dominican. I don't know what you're talking about. If you told me the floor,
well, Janetta, it wasn't just you, Janetta. It wasn't just you, Janetta. I thought they meant the real floor too. I exactly.
Oh, it was like, wow, this is how they doing it, like throwing people's shit on the floor and giving it to them because it's a gift.
I'm keep your shit
right now. Oh,
keep your shit.
I'm not at $100 a pop. It better not be on the floor.
Shit. Yeah.
It was on a hanger. It was on a nice wooden hanger.
Oh man, I'm glad we cleared that.
Oh my god.
It was a nice wooden hanger hanging up.
Oh, okay.
Oh my fucking God. I gotta work out, you bitches.
All right, let me bring in Charlotte. What's going on, Charlotte?
You muted. Oh, yes, I'm here.
What's going on?
Well, you guys have had it full on. It's already passed. I just wanted to kind of chime in on Andy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that Danielle has embraced Andy.
Yes. She's embraced him, and other people did too.
Let's not go crazy.
Danielle's a powerhouse.
Let's not go crazy though with embrace Andy.
Like. Well, Danielle, have you tried his TS60s on Sunday? They're an
Oh, no, I can't spend 60 minutes with him.
Come on, yes, you can. I think you can do it.
60 minutes with him.
Listen, I was like you, though. I had to be convinced. I tried Andy once, and it was like, ooh, I don't know. And then someone told me, you got just give him a chance. So right. I went back to it, and I did the Total Strength 2. And then it was tough in the beginning because he repeats himself a lot, but I love the fact that he coaches.
Yeah,
like he gets down almost like he gets. I love that position where he gets down and like he's getting in the huddle and he's coaching you.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains everything because some of the instructors I would
get in a huddle,
almost like he takes a knee. And he's talking to a, when you have players, I'm a sports parent. So, you see the coaches talking to the players, like,
they take a knee. Yeah.
They take a knee and they get in the huddle.
Right.
Or the quarterback, that type of thing. But he explains it. I would get hurt because I would try to do things too quickly.
Yeah.
And he just kind of walks you through. Everything makes sense. I love the science. He's a geek about, and I'm kind of a nerd that way too. When he talks about things like hypertrophy and things like that nature, and it started to click with me. And I was like, So I went through his program and I did this almost like a body fat analysis. Mm-hmm. I gained muscle. I lost body fat. I mean, probably with any other instructors that could be true too. But I love the fact that it was actually like a program and it just builds. And TS60 is like that too. He builds on the last class. So,
you know what? This
makes awesome. I love that he's technical and I hear that he's amazing. And I will always give props what props is due. I know he's good.
But when I think about people who do Power Zone, I used to hear them kind of talk similarly, right? Like they liked the metrics and the science behind it.
It's the same thing.
So
it's exactly.
When I'm hearing
Andy is Matt on the mat.
Right. So that makes me think, Jess Minardi, you're supposed to be into real deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you like Power Zone, you would like Andy.
Right.
Why y'all like this?
She's going to like Andy. Listen, she's going to like
truly
Andy
don't have,
because
my body will hate me if I add one more instructor. Like,
listen, you got to drop somebody. Put him in the rotation.
He was very methodical, and he gave a lot of good information, and you could lift heavy.
Yep.
So I feel like unless I'm doing one of Jess's 45-minute classes, I can't go as heavy necessarily because she has so many cardio bursts in there.
She sure
like
does.
It's such fast transitions.
Yes.
I can't lift 35 and 40 pounds necessarily unless it's a 45-minute class and sometimes in a 30-minute classes. But in his 20-minute class, I was able to use 35 pounds.
Yep.
And felt comfortable doing them. So honestly, to lift heavy, if that's what someone wants to do, I highly recommend taking his classes because he gives you that ability. And I didn't feel like in this class he had a ton of downtime. So, like, he had stuff in between that wasn't necessarily just, like, standing around. So when I took his when I tried his program before, like his first lifting program, I was bored out of my mind. And I said this during the last club, the one clubhouse where we talked about it. I was like, I felt like it was for beginners. There was too much time in between. He was standing around and I was like hitting a heavy bag or something. Like I was bored out of my mind because there was just there was too much time of me not moving my body.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in his other classes, he wasn't that way. And I don't know if it's just because that was like the first few weeks of that class, of that program. And maybe if I had pushed through, I would have seen the gradual progression.
Yes.
But as someone coming in who was already familiar with lifting, I didn't need that kind of downtime. So for me, it was boring and I was like, I'm over it. I'm done. I need to move in between. So I never got that far in it. Whereas if I had given him a chance, maybe I would have seen the progression. Whereas like, because I took this straight class, there wasn't that kind of downtime. It wasn't that kind of lag. Mm-hmm. It was a great class. You guys remember, I left you a voice message of me dying, mm-hmm. basically, during class.
She absolutely
was. Mm-hmm. Oh, for me. And I was like, fuck yeah. Andy. And if I say fucking instructor, that means that shit is good. Like that's my, you need to take this class right now.
Right. He, and you know what? So you didn't finish the program, the first one that you said if you had pushed through, because it does build.
I was so bored, and mm-hmm. I just was like, this is for beginners. This is not mm-hmm. for me. I've been lifting for years. I've got my own right. certified personal training certification. Like, yeah. this just isn't for me. So yeah, I did a few of them, and then I was like, I can't. I'm bored out of my mind. Like, this is right. a waste of my time. I was literally continuing either the movements we were finishing up just to keep moving in between, or like mm-hmm. I said, I was hitting the heavy bag in between. I was doing something in between because there was just too much downtime for me. But now looking at how he teaches his other classes and how he doesn't have that amount of space in there, I'm like, oh, maybe if I had kept going, it would have, the lag time would have decreased.
Right.
And maybe I would have been more impressed with the program. But because I didn't get that far, I was like, yeah, he's not for me. I can't hear another story about the Cheesecake Factory. Like, <Yeah. laughs> I was over it. Like, I was just done.
I think, but, I mean, it sounds like it, the way annoyed. He does this thing is, like, really, you know, thought out. It is what it sounds like. And also, I hear an element of it in here that it's just like we know about Peloton, where you'll have, like, disparate instructors who teach, you know, a different way of teaching the discipline. And so it's some of it's, some of it's like what your goals are, and some of it's preference. And so I kind of like the whole thing that, you know, you have these like disparities of styles and, you know.
Yeah, variety.
It's kind of a cool thing, right? And so, I don't know. I'm going to take the class. I'm definitely going to take the class. And I can appreciate, as Jess said, that you can clearly hear that there's like real science behind what he's trying to do. So
yeah,
John, let me tell you something. Like, you go take the class for me too. You know, the guy can be amazing. And there's something, you know, about the Peloton community and the instructors. Everybody likes somebody different.
Right.
It doesn't matter their technicality. It doesn't matter like how good they are. Although I think we really like the good people, but he's one that I don't know what it is. I don't want to give him a second chance with any program. He's like my last husband and then the last boyfriend. I'm like, no second chances, man. You know, you out, I'm done with you. No, no. So it's the same thing. I mean... Mm-mm. Doesn't matter how big he is and anything. And then I looked down here at him and I was, oh shit, there's Andy. And I thought, you see the picture?
He's the Adam. He's like, oh, it's Andy.
I thought Adam was Andy. I said, oh shit, I can talk shit about him.
But you know, anyway, no. I hear you that like that's a component of it, right? It's like who you can relate to as well. That's a component of the whole thing. And sometimes some people, they don't relate. Like, for example, like, you know, I'm Marcel, I can relate to incredibly. Like, you know, she reminds me of like somebody I'm related to.
That's my boo.
Or, you know,
that's my bro.
So there's an element of that you kind of takes you away from some other thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, we like, it's her birthday coming. When is it? The 17th?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow is the 17th. Damn, I don't even know what day it is.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that. Tomorrow?
Yeah,
her birthday's tomorrow. She's a St. Patrick's Day baby. That's why she has a little four-leaf clover tattoo. I gave her her birthday present today.
Oh, I heard that. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I made her cry.
That's the bomb.
Me and Julian and Melly, we gave her a present, and she was yelling at us because she didn't want to mess up her makeup before the Shamrock Run thing. But yeah, I was like, you know, we gave her a little voo so she could turn up. So hopefully after she runs and hosts all the people, she got her little bottle for herself. I love that baby.
That's cool, right? That's there. My I boo. Like that, right?
I love her so much.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I have to bring back my Marnie parody from last year tomorrow. That's good. That's good. I like that. That's the bomb. Cool. I know we're running short on time, but I have two things I wanted to get in here, or three. So let me hurry up and get to them real quick. Yo, I saw an ad with Chase Tucker, and he was doing like this fitness thing for like women execs. Did y'all see that?
I'm sick of that ad.
Yo. I'm just confused how he's getting to all of us. Like, it's very weird.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I want to know what he's putting in for his, like, target audience.
Okay, because hold on,
I see that thing one more damn time.
So, well, okay, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, how when you set up those ads, like, yeah, you define right. how you're targeting.
What your target audience is. Yeah, and I really want to know what he puts in there.
He had to have something with Peloton.
Yeah.
He had to. Honestly, has to.
Well, that would be smart.
I think he has something with Peloton, with Beachbody, with Tonal, like just the bigger names. And it's like, just the wording. Yeah. I think he uses keywords and key companies.
Well, you know, this is the thing. I thought that before this venture, I thought he was doing more like life coaching. Am I wrong? Before, because this sounded more like
fitness. I thought he was doing investment stuff. I thought he was talking about like financial freedom or something. Like, wasn't that what he was talking about? Like,
my sister said it was giving NFT. It was giving
really.
It was giving crypto, bro.
Really?
Like, it was so weird.
I thought
so. I feel like it didn't work out, and so now he's like, "Let me go back on my fitness flow and coach." But it still has that flavor of being like, if you're a woman executive.
So tell me, let me know, like, if what
life coaching,
right,
and body coaching, hit me up. It's so again, like, why am I getting these ads? I don't know. I don't know.
Because you're not the first person that said that. You're not the first person that said that to me. Like, that it feels awkward. Like, what? That's why I'm like, what is it that feels awkward? What about it is odd?
It's very executive woman focused kind of feel.
Yeah.
It very seems very,
very specific.
Yeah.
Like, why are you only coaching? I don't know.
I got it.
Like, as a man,
yeah.
Like, why are you saying to coach women only? Like, you sound creepy.
Because before this, you didn't have it was like
specialization before.
Because before this, it was like life coaching or whatever it was specific to, like, it had executives in it as well. Like, it was specific to executives, but I don't think it had like a gender relative to it. But you're right. Now it has a gender. I got it. Okay.
That's why it's creepy, because why are you trying to hit on, like, it just feels like it just feels predatory.
Well, okay, I'm going to throw something out there. Okay, isn't, like, the Peloton primary demographic, like, you know, like the 35-year-old woman with 2.5 kids?
Yep, women. Yep, yes.
Do you think women. He's just trying to take that, and that's why it's targeting, it's Peloton people, and it's women, because he's just trying to expand on what he knows their demographic is.
Well, his group was very... I think
based on his own fan base of what he had. So I don't find it predatory, because that, to me, predatory is negative. And I don't necessarily know that it's negative. I think he's focusing on who followed him.
Yeah.
And who interacted with his content the most, and that was women. Yeah. Now, the whole executive part, I don't get necessarily, but, you know...
Oh, I think it's about money.
Yeah, you think that's why he has executive,
you know, like, women making a lot of money. They can pay for, you know, his hourly, whatever, coaching, training, whatever it is.
Right.
And, you know, we are the consumers. So that's why I think he's going there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, because in one of the questions that he asked in his form, he said, can you make like a large financial investment or commitment? So I was like, what is this financial investment or commitment? What does that mean? And what does that look like? So I'm thinking that's why he's targeting executives, and you think executive and you think they make more money. But then Tammy brought up a good point where you're talking about it. She was like, what if they're an executive of a small firm, a small company that, they're executive on paper, but, you know, they ain't making shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's a really good point. But I think in general, most times when you hear the term executive or you are considered an executive, you're in the upper market of income. You're in the upper level of income.
And so you're thinking that's why.
And you can afford to make a larger financial investment. But what is this financial investment into? Like, that, what are you investing in? That's what I
still don't think that was like smart per se, because even if you look at, what's his name, who's doing all the workshops, he's still charging crazy amount. And we know not all executives are doing his stuff.
Yeah.
So I think if he just stuck to like his audience, even if you wanted to base it off of females, I don't know. I just think it's the marketing that he is presenting that just doesn't necessarily
fit really right.
You kind of limit yourself
when you say executive.
Agreed. Exactly what you're saying.
The limitation is just, it's disheartening because you would be on an all-inclusive type of environment and saying,
because there are some men that would probably work out and spend the money to work out with him. Right. I know of guys that loved his workouts.
And I'm not an executive, but you don't know what I can afford.
Like, exactly.
Exactly.
I'm with you guys.
It's really limiting. I don't like it.
Yeah, you're right. It feels limiting. I know that Chase was a very deep thinker, and I would talk to him, and he would like refer me to books that I'd never read, and they would have concepts in them I'd never heard of. And so when I saw him with that that ad, I thought, I don't get it because it's just something I've never been exposed to. So like, I just don't know enough to know why this makes sense. But like listening to you guys, like it's like, yeah, maybe it was just an idea that doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like I just felt like maybe I'm missing something.
I'm sure there was that underlying concept of, you know, want to make sure that people can afford this, et cetera. But it comes off as very, just as Steph said in the comments, off-putting and just, you know, that exclusiveness sometimes it can shoot you in the foot, and you want to embrace people, right? And
right.
This is not giving an inclusive environment.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Because it's not. It's also not aspirational language. Do you know what I mean? Because there's a way to market to a particular audience that doesn't knock out other people, right? Because then, so that's why it's just like executive may just not be the right term. Mm-hmm. Because what is it? It's like everyone's a temporarily embarrassed billionaire, which is why people don't critique the rich more, because they're like, well, I could be rich eventually, but that is neither here nor there. But that's the thing. It's like, if you don't see yourself as hitting, you know, those particular keywords, then why am I going to pay attention to that?
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
Wait, does somebody in the chat say that it's $8,500?
That's what I heard.
Charging?
I heard that
Holy
somewhere else.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
American
Excuse me. Like coming and cooking for me and working out for me, because for $8,500, what the hell is
Wait,
this?
$85. Was there like a USD dollar symbol there? Or was it like
holy shit?
That's what
Do you
I heard.
Some guides you could buy with $8,500.
He better come and smack my hand every time I pick up something I'm not supposed to eat.
Hold up,
like,
Kari. Hold up.
Actual fuck.
Let me bring in Kari. Hold up, Kari. What did you say? I missed it.
No, I'm sorry. I was gonna say something else, but I had to say like. $8,500 buys you a lot of guides.
You get a whole bunch of guides, huh? And wait a couple months, you might be able to get 8,500 guides off with
Damn,
that.
A lot of them.
So let me understand. I really want to know the particulars and like the specifics. $8,500. What's the duration? What are you getting? Is he coming to your home and training you? I need to know more. I need to know why it is that you think you are worth $8,500.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you better be moving my body for me and feeding me and everything. 85, that's literally
okay,
insane.
Okay, that sounds dirty, you guys. Like,
that
oh,
sounds dirty.
Fresh. How long you gonna be here? Like, when you leaving?
Listen, $8,500, he better come with a MFN lipo machine. Shit.
I gotta have a happy ending every time. I'm sorry.
Niecy said, is he going to sculpt my body out of marble? Yeah, I don't
know. Literally, are you going to build me a body? Like, is this a BBL? What the fuck?
That's wild.
U.S.
And how long is this for?
Is this one of those things that we're just not, are we truly just not the demo, really not the demographic, and there is a space for this? Is this kind of like what is that? What were those companies that are putting out these rooms where you just go and just make friends? Remember that we were talking about that a couple weeks ago?
Yes, I don't remember what they're called.
Yeah, soul suckers.
Is this that? Is it just something we're not the demographic really, so we don't get it? But there's a space for it.
This is him shooting his shot and saying, "Hey, I used to be a Peloton instructor, so I can charge." That's what he's doing. Cause ain't no way in hell.
No. And listen, if we're not his demographic, then he needs to update his ad preferences.
Oh,
because it's constantly in my newsfeed, and he better advertise to the Real Housewives of somewhere, because they the only ones spending $8,500 on a personal trainer.
How does this compare to Daniel's classes? Because it seems like Daniel's doing well.
800 versus 8,000.
There's an extra zero.
Wait a minute.
And his sales classes made me take pause because he's, what, $8.99 for 3 days?
Wait a minute. What did you say, Niecy? Did you say it's not
$8,500? Yeah, somebody, I think it was Adam earlier in the chat, it was saying that it was considerably cheaper. But I feel like Jamie has a better idea since she paid for it and there's a quote, but it certainly wasn't $8,500.
Okay.
And also for $8,500, like, I've got two fucking Birkins. I could, like, are you going to build me a fucking body? Are you going to feed me and, like, cook and clean and raise my children? Because for $8,500, like, you basically think, be my new man.
Well, hold up. Wait. Oh, you're saying, I see Adam's comment. You're saying, Adam's saying that Daniel McKenna's thing was $800. Gotcha. Oh, okay. But yeah, for Chase's, yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it was $8,500.
He's lost his mind.
I'm convinced it's a typo. It had to be.
Gotta be, right?
It can't be serious.
And
for the people that would pay that type of money, you're not going to find them via Instagram ads. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, when you have a premium executive experience, like, Hermes is not advertising for their $10,000 Himalayan Birkin. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't have to do that. So there are people that pay buck wild prices for things, but they don't need to advertise because the whole appeal is the lack of access, right? The exclusivity.
Right.
So they're not his $30 demographic advertising budget that he's got on Instagram.
You know what?
So now I'm like incredibly interested in following this to see if he has
somebody here fill it out right now. I ain't gonna do it because I'm gonna keep getting ads. But somebody fill it out right now and then come back.
Well, if anybody ever signs up for it in the audience, or if anyone knows anybody that does, I would love to hear more about.
No. Give a fake phone number, like fake sign up.
Because I'm all interested. I'm still thinking I'm missing something. Maybe I'm, I don't know.
Maybe it comes with the Ernesta floor.
Oh, Lord. Matt. Oh, Lord.
Wow,
oh,
I can't. Lord.
Anyway, let me bring in Jamie. What's going on, Jamie?
Hey, everyone. I was just going to answer what Steph had asked about Daniels. But yeah, it was $8.99, but at the early bird, it was the $7.99. And I know for the last one, it sold out so fast, everyone got it for that.
Right.
And that was for 2 6-hour days of training and instruction, swag bag, and like a social event that was dinner and drinks for the night when everyone was in town. So do you know, to give a point of reference.
So do you know, Jamie, do you know what like the costing is and or what is being provided for? Like, I know he's got dates coming up for like, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 different cities. Do you know the costing of those?
Yeah, it's the same. I know it went on sale today and it was the same thing. It was $100 early bird special for today. I know Philly sold out already, and I think Boston is almost sold out. Like the ones that are coming up sold out pretty fast. I'm not sure about the others, and I know there's already like a waiting list for Philly.
So like $100 off.
Damn,
so
it'd be like $7.99? I
missed Philly. So it's like $100 off of $7.99 instead of $8.99?
Okay.
Yeah, like Daniel's stuff seems to be working. I mean, unless I'm just, am I premature in saying that? Like, it seems like it. I mean, if he has like, I don't remember how many cities it is, but I know it was a good number of cities.
That video looked good.
It looked good. Right?
That looked great. The kettlebell courses.
Right?
His cost actually makes sense. I mean, that cost makes sense.
It looked like it turned out. It had a really good turnout, and it looked like a really good
experience. Oh, it happened already?
Oh, it happened.
Yeah.
The one in New York happened already.
Yeah.
So the one in New York was the first inaugural one, was in New York like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he planned out and kind of, I know he's been setting things up. He's obviously got to find, you know, facilities and, you know, there's travel costs, there's other elements, but he got like 2,500 responses from people when he asked like, oh, like what city do you want me to come to? So he went through and kind of looked at the responses and figured out the cities where there was the most demand. So, and obviously there's a big difference between someone responding to an IG question and like putting down your credit card, but, yeah, we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted.
Really dope.
But the first one was great. I mean, the instruction was really awesome. I learned a ton.
Do you get certified at the end? I'm sorry if I missed this.
No. It's pretty beginner based in terms of like really, because the form, if you haven't worked with kettlebells before. Obviously, it's so different. And, you know, he was saying that most people that do it, their form is really horrible. And so to learn like the foundational aspects, and then it was built on in each segment, and then the second day as well. So the first day was a lot more instruction. You'd go, you'd sit, like he would instruct, he'd answer questions, he'd show examples, he'd bring someone up, he'd do that, and then everyone would go do stuff, and then you'd learn another thing. So it was lots of back and forth, especially the first day of really learning the foundation. And it wasn't all kettlebells. There was stuff with proper push-ups. There was there was other foundational strength exercises that he went through, you know, throughout the course of the workshop.
You know, I am just, the whole thing is just, I've got to be honest, it's surprising to me, only because history hasn't shown that the instructor leaves Peloton and then it's able to find something that makes sense and attracts an audience. You know, eventually it just seems to like go away. Like, I don't know what Nicole Moline is doing now. Somebody showed me what Stephen Little's doing now. And I don't know what that is he's doing. I don't know. I mean, the only person I can think of, I mean, I see Jennifer Jacobs all the time because she's with Beachbody, but that's about it, right? That's about it.
He found a loophole though, because it's kettlebell and not something that's a Peloton modality. I think he found a loophole in being able to go back to work immediately versus they have that non-compete. Right?
But I'm curious.
So Peloton doesn't have a strictly kettlebell class. So
you know what I wonder?
Kettlebell work, I feel like he could just get out there and other people had to wait. I mean, that's my interpretation.
Nicole is teaching. She's still spinning, I believe. At least she was for a little bit, and teaching more yoga and doing retreats and stuff like that. I saw that.
Oh,
I used to love
Nicole. I would point out
that. But she probably had to have a gap, though, right? Like, because of the non-compete.
Right.
She couldn't go immediately into it. Whereas for Daniel, because it's kettlebell, Peloton can't stop him from doing kettlebell when they don't have a kettlebell class, I would think, right?
Well, I think at the time, though,
able to capitalize on his Peloton following and keep them motivated and keep them interested. I mean, that's at least how I took it.
I don't know if she had a non-compete or how extensive her non-compete was, because they didn't have that many modalities when Nicole left. You know what I mean?
Right.
With Daniel's thing, like, do you think people are really that interested in the kettlebell to pay the $800, or was it more of like a, I want to meet and hang out and, you know, spend this time with Daniel type thing? Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot of kettlebells, but like, I just
it doesn't matter why they did it. He was able to capitalize because it was not tied to Peloton.
But I agree with
you,
Aaron.
If they just wanted to meet him, then it's like, oh, I get to meet him. But if he only did dumbbell work or he only did treadmill work, would he have been able to even work at all?
I agree with you though, Aaron.
Or would
he just be
sitting back?
I think you know, that's the thing. I think you get a little bit of celebrity based on a community that has 7 million people, and the quicker you get back to work, the quicker you can kind of persist that community. And I think it had a lot to do with
differentiating on how long his non-compete is and what he can and cannot do.
Yeah, I don't know that, but I got a question about that though in a second. But go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, that was back to your point of, you know, how there's success now versus when the others left.
Right.
Back when the others left, there was under 1 million members. Now there's 7 million members. So 7 times as many people possibly interested in doing things with them, you know, now that they're off the platform.
Right. Yeah. What were you saying, Jamie?
Well, I was just going to say, I think one of the big differentiators is the fact that these workshops, there's not a streaming or online element to that. So I know that there are certain restrictions when you leave and it's different for everyone, but, you know, there is not an online element to the stuff. And I would also say there are several people that attended the New York workshop that actually signed up for a second workshop in another city that are attending another one.
The question I have, I think it kind of aligns to what Jess Minardi asked. And that is, like, you know, about the non-compete. Because, you know, to be honest with you, like, we don't know how that suit ended. We know that Uncle Barry was doing what he does and just cleaning stuff up, and it quickly just mutually went away. The assumption is there was some type of settlement, is the assumption. I don't know if that's true, but that's the assumption, which makes me wonder if there is even a non-compete, right? Based on the settlement, there may not be one anymore. I don't know.
Right.
Right.
That's like, what I think.
Yeah. So he may just have an advantage that the other instructors just didn't have.
Someone said in the chat, he said it's because it's in person.
Oh, really?
That he's not restricted. Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah, but that's what he said.
Yeah, he has something because
he had posted. Yeah, that's what Jamie's saying.
He posted a Q&A one day, and one of the answers was, because of you know who, I can't something. Like, he kind of, like, edited out.
Oh!
But you could kind of tell.
That's right.
Ah. Yep. Well. Okay. He be a little messy with it, but I like it.
He's messy. I enjoy it.
I like that.
What's her name? I'm like Marie Kondo. I love mess.
That's funny. What's going on, Shelly? What's happening, Shelly?
Hey, John. So, you know, when Jennifer Jacobs left, you know, then she joined Ladder for a while and she only did workout. She didn't do the bike for quite a while. So I don't know if she had a non-compete. She had a weight.
Yeah. Well, she's similarly to like Daniel. At one point when she joined Beachbody, I got the impression, I don't remember what her verbiage was, but I got the impression that in joining it, it was like, well, finally, like as if she was waiting for something to end. Like I got that impression.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would assume it was something like that.
And for a while, she did that ladder, you know, like thing and it was all like, you know, calisthenics and exercises.
Yeah.
And diet. So it was quite different than Peloton, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe she was able to
do
that.
I don't think she had a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they're teaching something in which Peloton doesn't. This is me assuming, right? This is not like hard.
Yeah.
But so long, I would assume anything that Peloton doesn't offer, she can do.
Right.
Exactly. That's why I thought that's why she was doing that other thing.
But that's why I'm just like, I'm just really kind of paying attention to this because, and maybe it's strictly because of size, like you guys said, like back when Lacombe Moline left, I mean, it was just so small. And when Stephen Little left, it was just so small. Like, and so if now, if someone's leaving and the company they left has 7 million members, maybe does that hit that threshold where they're able to sustain? Or maybe it just makes it like a longer painful, you know, a longer painful like degradation. I don't know. Like I'm trying to like kind of watch that to see how that plays now. Like I don't know. You know?
Hey, John, I think, sorry, I'm on the bike. I'm taking a ride because if I keep waiting for you guys to finish, listen, some of these people.
Where's my Maggie?
I'm gonna quote Crystal Perkins.
Yeah.
They're loyal to the soil. I mean, these people leave and they follow them. As long as Peloton is charging me, how much is it? 45?
44, yeah.
I'm not paying for nobody outside of this fucking gym at my house.
But I don't know. I think that Peloton is like deliberately kind of aligned to like the celebrity concept. And I think that helps them as a company. But as they get bigger, it just seems like it's helping the instructor, whether they're at Peloton or not. That's what it feels like might be happening now. Like it's starting to get to the point that maybe they can leave and still succeed. Like, I don't know, but I'm just going to keep watching it.
So long as you're playing it right and you don't get that non-compete suit, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. Daniel's the first one. It seems like he got something going. I hadn't seen this before. This is new to me. Even when Stephen Little did his thing, I was like, I don't know about this.
What is he doing?
Well, I'm talking about when he initially left. He had like an app. And like, I don't remember what type of services he provided by the app, but he had like an app that he put out that you could buy. And then it had something to do with fitness, some workouts or whatever. But I remember thinking, I don't know. And then people started complaining about the app and then they wanted a refund and then he wasn't giving them refunds. And that whole thing just blew up. It went south quick. But this is like, Daniel does something. It's successful. He then opens it up to new cities and then two cities sell out right quick. Like, I'm like, this is new to me. I haven't seen this before. So,
hey, no, good for them, and I'm really happy for them. But Chase should come back and get his job back.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Like,
oh, snap.
Chase shouldn't just do his on the sideline, like on his time off, and keep Peloton that was a secure job. You never leave your secure job to see what the fuck is going to happen out there. I mean, just saying goodbye.
All right, well,
hey, John, maybe he can actually be on the parody. I was saying, maybe he can actually be on the parody.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Somehow, I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't think he's going to do that. But, yeah, so, one last topic I want to get into before we go. Allie Love all over the place, y'all. I just saw her on The View on the same day. I saw her on, like, the Good Morning America, and then I saw her somewhere else, like advertising the Dance 100. Allie Love all over the place. Have we gotten to the point where we got an instructor that's like passed a line of celebrity? Are we there now?
No? I don't know if we're there now, but Allie is like a worker.
Yeah.
Allie is about getting the bag and making money and having security and striking while the iron is hot, in my opinion.
Yeah. But you know that question I was asking like a year ago. I was like, when are we going to get to a point where one of the instructors pass some, you know, imaginary line that takes them into a celebrity stratosphere that's different than what we see from the rest of the instructors? So that's what I'm asking. Did that just happen?
I think Robin, to me, has gotten to there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cody's been there too, because Cody, from being on Dancing with the Stars, and there's people who don't have bikes, but because he's memed so much, mm-hmm. they see him on Instagram, so they don't need to take the classes. They'll just be like, oh, that funny guy from Peloton.
Yeah.
Like, when Cody was on the Shade Room, you already know it was a wrap. Like,
yeah.
I was like, what is he going to do in my Shade Room? But Allie's been New York City famous for years, because my boyfriend knew Allie as the Brooklyn Nets announcer.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know she was a Peloton instructor until I got my bike. So Allie's been like New York City famous for a minute. So I think once this Netflix shit drops tomorrow, like, I want Allie to get everything she's ever worked for, because the way this lady works, like, she's Jamaican.
She works very hard.
I'm just saying, when I sat down and saw her sitting between, you know, Joy and Whoopi over here, you know what I'm saying? And it struck my mind that, wait, did we just cross some threshold? No, y'all don't think so. Y'all don't think it's any different than where Cody's already crossed and where Robin's already crossed?
I think Allie's bigger. And listen, maybe I'm biased. Whatever, I don't give a shit.
Maybe?
Listen, girl, I'm an Allie fan. I don't care.
No, you're biased.
I do not care.
Allie becomes bigger than Cody from this hosting gig, because again, Allie, you know, been working. Like, she be working real hard. Like, it's like another club. You know, like, that's Allie.
But other than Dancing with the Stars, what else has Cody done? So that's what I'm saying. I feel like Allie is more places. I feel like you see her more. I feel like she's more of a household name. Well, she's 1,000% works harder, but I feel like
Cody just wrote a book.
Someone else will write one.
If Peloton's written a book at this point, and the dude who empties the lockers is writing a book. But
you're so nasty for that. I'm saying Allie works harder and is on multiple platforms. Cody is more viral. There's a difference, right? Cody is internet famous.
Agreed.
Allie is going to be like regular people on television. Like, my mama's going to know who Allie is.
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like we just saw the first step to what you just said, Niecy. I feel like that's what we just saw.
Like, we're going to hopefully see, because I want this for her, like, the same kind of, my mom is going to know who Allie is. Love is, right? Like, people know who Cody was because of Dancing with the Stars. Like, my aunt has watched all 30 whatever seasons of that damn show, and so it's like, people who don't ever know any of these people are gonna know because they're on broadcast television, they're on Netflix. So I want nothing but the best, because Allie literally works like a slave. Like, she be working, she's like, I woke up at 4:30. Did you see her? She posted her schedule the other day. She's like, wake up at 4:30, 6 a.m. I teach 3 20-minute classes. Then I'm at The View. Then I'm on The Thing. Then I'm on this. And then I'm doing a press tour. And then I'm doing a podcast. And then I eat dinner. And then I go to sleep at 8:30.
She works really hard.
Yeah, on Candace.
But don't you think that she has more notoriety with other celebrities? I feel like more celebrities refer to her than Cody does.
Definitely. She's tapped into the fashion industry.
Yep.
She has pockets everywhere. I completely agree. Her level of striving to be the best and to get everything that is for her is amazing to see. And I really hope that this dance show really blows up tomorrow.
That's really, that definitely, I saw that in person. You're right about that. Like she knows people that she's got connections into like entertainment industry that
Ali's most been people don't. Famous, y'all.
Yeah.
Like she does the U.S. Open. Famous. Like yeah, she's in that. Every sector.
Yes, but Ali's been famous.
Candace, she's smart.
Candace said in the chat that she feels like more people outside of Peloton know Cody.
But Cody's been featured in
a bunch of national ad campaigns on broadcast TV, like the Gatorade thing, the Chobani thing. So
yeah.
He's got a lot of, I mean, and obviously Ali's there, you know, getting there and has a ton of stuff, but he's had a lot more like national campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And that, I believe it comes out of him doing Dancing with the Stars, right? Like that's the thing. It was literally just him getting national exposure, and now he's known like nationally as that dude that dances on a bike. People keep memeing him on the internet,
right?
So that's where I'm like, he's more viral, but I feel like Ali's more diverse in her like platforms, right? Because like, that's the thing, people know Ali for different things,
right?
So that's why they don't know her necessarily just as a Peloton instructor,
right?
Who's then diversified. Ali's been doing 50-11 things because she don't sleep,
right? Listen, I got a question. Like I noticed that you know, when she's on these, you know, these when she was doing these interviews the other day hyping up the show, she had like a message. It's kind of like, you know, Alex has the book and there's a particular message he's telling about his life with the intent to inspire, or you know, you hear Tunde, and she has this specific message that she's trying to use as, you know, how she got to where she got and with an intent to inspire. And if you listen to Robin has a specific story aligned to a message that she's trying to use to inspire. Does Cody have that? I don't know. Does he?
Cody is not as, like, I think Cody's hilarious, but that's the thing. Cody has leaned into his brand of being just like an off color, like, I'm gonna say what I want type of shit, which is why he had that whole debacle with that other cycling coach.
Yeah.
Versus Ali is media trained.
Yeah.
Like, Ali don't even curse on camera. Like, we know she curses in real life, but she don't curse on camera. Like, Ali knows that she's one, like, you know what I mean? Like, she has made moves like she has been famous for a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't Cody inspiring to be a hoe?
But I think Cody actually has a good message about being who you are and, you know, being gay. I think he really does. And, you know, when he told his story, you know, he told some good stories when he was on Dancing with the Stars.
You're right. Now I'm remembering that about the struggles in coming up and coming out. And you're right. I remember that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch one episode of that.
Oh, okay.
I watched every single episode and I voted. I can't even lie.
And maybe
I voted.
Oh, I voted. Yeah, you're right. But I don't remember much either. But I did vote. But yeah, maybe you're right. Like I was like, and maybe you don't need that. Maybe you don't need it packaged like that. But it just seems like everyone's using that as their formula, with exception to Cody. Like his book is coming out. It doesn't seem like it's based on, you know, self-help inspiration stuff, right? And everyone else's has that pattern, like as if they're thinking that is the cookie cutter pattern to like gain notoriety. Like theirs all follow that pattern. His didn't. Right?
And I think his is have fun. I think his thing is also Cody's have fun, be happy.
Is giving more of a memoir. Like, there's a really big influencer. His name is Bretman Rock.
Mm-hmm.
His is like, his memoir / get help self-help book is similar in like flavor to Cody's. So that's the thing. Like, Cody's known of being like an out, what is he, like, your outspoken homosexual. That's his like Instagram bio.
Right.
And so that's the lane that he's going in, right? Being extra, being hilarious, being like off the cuff.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they marketed him similar to Bretman with his memoir, where it's like, I got it, bitch, or whatever.
Yeah.
Versus Emma's going a completely different route. Emma is the Martha Stewart of Peloton, right? Mm-hmm. Like, her Live, Learn, Love Well book looks like it's going to be like a whole lifestyle brand, right? Like,
right.
And she just met with Joanna Gaines at the...
Which is so wild. Silos.
At Waco, and I literally was like, if you get a show on Magnolia Network, Emma, I will watch every fucking episode, because I literally pay money for the Discovery Plus app. Like, I watch every home improvement thing, I watch every cooking show, and I have subscribed to Emma's newsletter years ago. I've been a subscriber, so I'm ready to see it, because Emma's, I feel like she's definitely like, can do anything. Like, yes, if I'm with Emma, yeah, I can make soda bread too. Like, I can grow my own food in my own garden and build my own house. Anything is possible through Emma. And so I feel like her brand and how she packages herself and therefore her book is the only other one that isn't like, let me teach you how to believe in yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? I love that too. I love it.
I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised of Emma's book, just for someone that is a strong follower of Emma. She stretched herself more than anything. She's going to be sharing a lot of her personal stories that she has shared on the bike, but it's not really out there. And this book is really going to go into some in-depth stuff about like what has helped her through her career and what she's gone through. And she shared that in her talk in Austin about having to leave her job and go back to Martha's Vineyard to take care of her mom's flower company and garden company in order for her mom to get proper care in Boston when she's really sick. You know, like, people don't realize, like, there's a lot of deep and personal stuff that Emma just doesn't, she shares, she's very authentic, but it's just like some of that's hard to just put out there on the bike all the time. And so I think the book is just really going to flourish that.
I hope so. I'm a big Emma fan. Yeah, she's amazing. I hope it does. You know what does?
I love Emma.
Yeah, Emma's amazing. Emma's awesome. I really do like her. You know what does throw me about, not, and this isn't specific to Peloton instructors or Peloton instructor books, but it just in general, when the tone is, I have a career I like, and I make a lot of money, thus I have life success, and you can have it too. That always throws me, because that's your definition of life success, and that's not everyone's. And so it almost strikes an air of arrogance that you apply that as life success on me. Does that make sense? So it's not a Peloton thing. It's just in general. So when they have books that don't do that, like Emma's and Cody's, I actually kind of like that. It's a different spin. It's not telling me your definition of success is mine. Right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. Because again, like you said, success looks different for everybody, right? And I'm very curious how people's books are going to land when it comes to mixing like personal story with recommendations. Like Ben's book, which I'm not gonna lie, I'm not ordering. But like, I didn't realize Ben had cancer. So I hope he talks about that in his book. Because the way that it's marketed so far is very much like woo woo rah rah.
Yeah.
But versus him talking about, these are the things that I drew upon in my resilience and my fight against cancer.
Mm-hmm.
and supporting my partner as she also fights against cancer. Like, I don't know how much of that is in the book, mm-hmm. but also, like, for Emma's book, like, Emma was fucking famous. Like, I remember when she was at SoulCycle famous.
Right.
And when she left, we were like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
She basically disappeared for like 2 years. And then when she launched on Peloton, it was, that's when she talked about like, oh yeah, like my mom got better and like she came back. But I remember Emma being interviewed by Shape Magazine and like all these different magazines when at SoulCycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very excited to, I already have my pre-order in. I'm very excited to read Emma's book and see how it mixes her personal stories, lifestyle recommendations. Also, because like even the reason she even has a house is because her landlord kicked her out. She lived in Brooklyn for like well over a decade and the landlord was like, it was nice having you, but get the fuck out.
Damn.
And she has to find a house. It was not because she wanted to leave Brooklyn.
Right.
And buy a house.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yes, it was wild. And she talked about that on her social channels, but like, if you don't follow her regularly, you probably wouldn't realize that. And so I'm really curious to see how her book will talk about, you know, similar to Tunde's book, where it's like tragedy and like crazy shit happens.
Right.
And how do you roll with the punches?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm interested in it too. I hadn't heard a lot about, you know, I kind of assumed there was going to be some lifestyle stuff in there, but I didn't know really what it was going to be about. So I'm like intrigued about Emma's as well. When I saw her, you know, at the Capitol, like lobbying for a bill, that was enough for me to know Emma was different. You know what I mean? So I've been a big fan of hers for a while. Well, cool. I done took you guys way over getting all deep into conversation. My bad. You know, but it was fun. I enjoy it. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take that Andy class, you know, with Jess Minardi this week.
So we now you're lying.
You could have left the last part out.
So we're going to get that in. So Danielle, don't be, you know, tagging us.
Got to get up real early for that one, John.
You know, and, you know, we're going to get that done. And so then next week, Jess can give her synopsis of, you know, how it went.
Wow.
And then
I'm going to be sick next week.
I'm about to tag y'all right now. I literally was just looking for it. I'm about to tag y'all right now.
Jesus. You know, and then, you know, I'm going to say nothing unless somebody says something to me, you know, but I'm going to let Jess give her synopsis, you know. And so, and we're going to see how Erica do with this, you know, how many flights of stairs she do this week on this crazy ass steps to heaven. And then she can tell us how that go next week. You know,
she says she's climbing 100 floors.
Oh,
good night,
Lord.
Auntie Erica.
When Armageddon comes, she's gonna be ready.
She's gonna be ready, right? Well, I hope she can carry me because I ain't gonna be able to carry. I'm gonna climb all these stairs. Mm-mm. And other than that, I hope you guys have a good weekend. It was always good talking to y'all. I'll check y'all out next week. Cool.
Nice.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Good night.
Hey, motherfuckers. Have a good night.
Good night, Janetta.